NPR's chief political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now here in the studio to take a broader look at what we're expecting tonight. Welcome, Mara.
Hello, Michelle.
Now we look at the exit polls, at least on the issues, what are they telling us at this point?
Well, the exit polls are telling us about what issues are of concern to voters. And interestingly enough, the top issue among people who talk to exit pollsters was corruption, followed pretty closely by terrorism, the economy, and Iraq. And the thing that I would say, there's a caveat here when you hear about this. Don't forget, in 2004, the number one issue people told exit pollsters was moral values. And of course, when you looked at it more closely, moral values was ahead maybe by 1 point ahead of other issues. So corruption, terrorism, economy in Iraq are all kind of bunched up there, chosen by pretty large numbers of people. But when you look inside those, you find out that among voters who chose the economy as their number one issue, they are breaking for the Democrats almost 2-1. Among voters who chose terrorism, they are breaking for Republicans, but not by big majorities. 53% of those who cited terrorism as their number one issue picked Republicans, 46% picked Democrats. Another issue that everybody was paying attention to this year was illegal immigration. Mm. Republicans for a while thought this was going to be the thing that would help them. 51% of the people who cited illegal immigration as their top issue did vote for Republicans, but 46% chose the Democrats. So not a huge gap there. What is interesting to me about these exit polls is that they really mirrored the national opinion polls. 6 in 10 voters disapprove of President Bush's performance. 4 in 10 in the exit polls strongly disapprove. 6 in 10 disapprove of the war. That is really, really similar to what we see in the national polls, which shows you maybe that the electorate really does mirror that. By a 10-point margin, voters, a third of voters said they were voting to show opposition to Bush. That is higher numbers than the same numbers of people who said they were showing opposition to Clinton in his 2 midterm elections.
Now, Mara, I want to ask you about one of the specific races that we've actually called this evening in Ohio. There's such an interesting story in Ohio, always an important state in midterm and in presidential elections, certainly in the last presidential election, where Republicans carried the state. It seems that voters are on their way to sending a rebuke to the Republican Party.
Yes, they are. Now, Ohio is one of those interesting states where the economy really did trump Iraq. In Ohio, the Republicans have a peculiar set of problems. There, the corruption issue isn't just the national corruption story like the Abramoff scandal, where actually you have a congressman, Bob Ney, who's about to go to jail for that. You also have the Ohio Republican Party that's had its own corruption scandals. But Ted Strickland, who is now been called the winner of the governor's race, interesting Democrat, comes from a rural district, the 6th district of Ohio, understands how to talk to rural voters. He once was a minister, and he went up against a very socially conservative Republican, Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State, and he was able to run neck and neck with him among evangelical voters, which is a coup of sorts for Democrats. And he is kind of an example of the kind of Democrats that the National Party tried to recruit this year to run, who would do better with socially conservative voters, who could run well in small towns and rural areas.
Before we go, and we only have just a few moments, how important are these races in Connecticut where you see 3 moderate Republicans all facing a tough contest?
Really, really important. If 3 of them lose or even 2 of them, it'll tell you that the Northeast is becoming bluer, just like other parts of the country are becoming redder. I think it just shows you we're getting more and more neatly divided.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Mara Liasson. Now, our coverage of today's elections continues online with up-to-the-minute results at our website, npr.org. You'll also find background there on key races.